the top 10 popular 80s movies that are actually horrible.
Has there been a revival of 80s movies? Are people like getting into 80s movies again because Broadway is starting to put 80s movies on its feet? Like, there's a Clueless musical. There was, well, Mean Girls was 2000s, but I don't know. I feel like there's like a little bit of an 80s movie revival going on these days.
No, I think it's because streaming services can play 80s movies and get away with it. So you'll see, like on Netflix, whole channels are just dedicated to the 80s. And you have the same on Hulu. They just have 80s movies. So yeah, I think a lot of people are watching.
Is anybody under 50 watching them?
I think so. I mean, I think my kids have seen every single one of these movies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like Weekend at Bernie's. You have to show that to your kids.
What kind of a host invites you to his house for the weekend and dies on you? Why would he do this, huh? I mean, he had everything.
Okay.
Yeah, the guy dies, and you Weekend at Bernie's him around.
And they drag his body around like he's alive, yeah.
Right. Weekend at Bernie's 2, not that good. Don't watch that one. Stick with the first one.
Which I don't think was very good, but okay.
National Lampoon's European Vacation.
Well, there it is, kids. My motherland.
Dad, Grandma's from Chicago.
Shut up, Russ.
I'm not a big Chevy Chase fan. I don't like any of those. Well, okay. I can't say I don't like any of them because they played the regular Vacation. It was on TV the other day. My boyfriend had it like in the background and whatever. I couldn't believe how many famous actors came out of that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so weird because you're watching it and you're like, you're seeing all these young people, like, well, kids that became super famous, like Anthony Michael Hall, you know, who was in everything in the 80s and 90s. And Jane Krakowski was like a child in that movie. She plays like one of the main kid roles in the movie. And, you know, if you don't know who Jane Krakowski is, like, please, she's from 30 Rock and Kimmy Schmidt, like super famous. But she got her start as an actor in Vacation.
Top 10 80s movies that are actually horrible. Look who's talking.
Oh, no! Put me back in! Put me back in, please! Buddy, let go of my head and put me back inside! Ah! Oh!
It's a horrible movie.
I never saw those movies.
And Bruce Willis is the voice of the kid. And then you add John Travolta. It was not good.
And Kirstie Alley. And it's the baby talks, right? That's the idea?
I can't remember if the baby's mouth moved. I think it kind of moved, but Bruce Willis's voice came out of it. So,
Sounds stupid. Yeah.
Friday the 13th.
Did you know that a young boy drowned the year before those two others were killed? The counselors weren't paying any attention. They were making love while that young boy drowned.
Well, hang on a minute. All the Friday movies were terrific. Even the cheesy one. Now remember, they talked about how like it was so cheesy and they had no budget when they first did Friday the 13th, that when you see the blood come pouring out, it was literally ketchup because they ran out of blood, so they sent like a kid to the local grocery store to get lots of ketchup. And there was a guy under the bed, like just squirting it through the bed.
Yeah, that's why when we see people bleed now, we're like, that's not real blood, because we think blood looks like ketchup.
Yep.
Because that ruined us. Police Academy.
Hey! Tackleberry!
I didn't see those. I didn't see that whole series.
Top 80s movies that are actually horrible. They say Cocktail. I think Cocktail was great. It's a Tom Cruise movie.
This is the Upper East Side, the saloon capital of the world. Big time. Are you ready for the big time, young Mr. Flanagan?
Again, that's another one. I feel like these movies are too old. People really are. Your kids have seen these movies?
Yeah, Mannequin. It's a Kim Cattrall movie.
What a funny way to say hello.
What the hell's going on?
My name is Emma Hesmeray, but you can call me Emmy.
This is a joke, right?
Right.
That was great. Kids watched that. Mommy Dearest, never seen it.
You mean the
1981 Mommy Dearest?
Oh, okay. The one about
no wire hangers.
No wire hangers! What
guess wire hangers doing in this closet when I told you no wire hangers ever?
Short circuit? Yes, my kids just watched it recently. Johnny Five is alive.
What are you doing? You're gonna scare my animals, Bozo. Listen, I just called Nova and they're coming out to get you. They're gonna give you a tune-up.
Tune-up? Input.
Is that the one that my boy Fisher was in?
Yeah, I don't know. I remember the robot was in it. So
okay.
Yeah, the robot that came alive. And the number one movie that was horrible in the 80s, but people loved it anyway. And I went and took a date to it. And that's Breaking 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Oh, well, that's because you were a breakdancer.
I took a date to it.
Well, again, because you were a breakdancer and you wanted to go.
I took a girl to see it.
Yes, because you wanted to brag to her that you're a better dancer than those people in the movie.
She was 6 years older than me. She took me to that movie. I watch it now on TV and I go, I cannot believe she went out on a second date with me after I made her sit through this movie.
I was just going to say, there was no way there was a second date. There was a second date?
There was a second date.
You know, I used to judge my guys by what movie they took me to, and if they took me to a terrible movie, there was never a date, another date after that. Like, that was like, I'm sorry, if you're taking me to see, like, a stupid, terrible movie, I'm not going out with you again.
So Breaking 2, you would have broke it off right there.
Oh, the minute he suggested it, I'd be like, okay, yeah, sorry, I'm not feeling well tonight, I won't be coming in.
Yeah, my first date I ever went on was The Purple Rain, second date was Breaking 2. Do Electric Boogaloo.
Sorry to hear that. Sad childhood.